The Lavender Keeper, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Madeline Leslie. The place was eerily quiet. The locals moved around by foot or bicycle if they had them. Curfew was approaching. The car began turning left into a grand property. The two stone pillars that sat at the entrance were draped with Nazi flags, which in Luke's frame of mind looked almost like blood was dripping from the pillars. Soldiers guarded the gate, and as von Schlegel announced his arrival, Luke saw Lisette steal a glance at him. Her eyes, looking even bigger in the dark of the car, were expressive, and they conveyed only apology. He gave her the small, reassuring nod he'd wanted to all the way here.
"Ah, here we are," von Schlegel was saying. "Headquarters."
The milicien gestured for Luke and Lisette to get out of the car. Luke emerged first and took Lisette's hand. "Don't worry, my dearest," he said, but then whispered, "No heroics. Get yourself out." Lisette walked close to him, allowing him to take her arm, somehow achieving a mix of fearfulness and awe at being permitted into the sanctum of the German command in this part of Provence. Von Schlegel was met by two men. One was so young he still had pimples.
"Now, Mademoiselle Forestier, if you please, I will ask you to go with our assistant," von Schlegel said. "He will make sure you are comfortable and perhaps we can offer you a coffee. A real one."
She nodded blankly, looked towards Luke.
"And, oh please, don't worry your pretty head for your Lucas. We just want to have a chat with him. You'll be reunited before you know it."
Luke gave her a push. "Go ahead, Lisette. I'm keen to help." And then he grinned. "Real coffee? Have one for me too." She smiled faintly and allowed herself to be escorted away. Von Schlegel turned to Luke.
"Come this way."
Luke didn't move. He frowned as he stood there. Von Schlegel made a show of turning.
"Well, come on," he said in German.
"What do you want with me?"
"Just a few questions about a man we're hunting. But let's wait until we're somewhere more private, monsieur."